Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Yo.
Oh, gosh. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God, peace to the planet. It's Friday!
Woo! It's a Friday and it's a holiday, it's Memorial Day weekend Friday.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about this. I get a three-day weekend. I get to relax a little bit.
A little bit.
The kids, all their activities are postponed because of it's Memorial Day weekend, so it's nothing but chilling. I'm excited.
Well, I'm headed out to Atlanta today, do a little work, and then I'm finally done, and I'll have the rest of the weekend after today. Yesterday, I was out all day without my phone.
Yep.
I came to work without my phone by accident in the morning, and then after work, I did some running around. I went to the mall, and I didn't get home till like 6 o'clock, and I had a meeting that was supposed to start at 5:30, but fortunately, everybody was late.
Yeah, Angela Yee lost her phone, and she was like...
I didn't lose it. I left it at home.
She was like, can you hit my friend and tell my friend that I'm not... I'll respond to them later, and I'm not ignoring them. And I hit all Angela Yee's friends like, look, I'm not effing with you no more. Don't hit me back. And it was like, why? But why? Why would she say that? I'm just joking.
It really is a weird feeling not having your phone with you for the whole entire day. Like, just not being able to communicate with anybody.
Right.
It wasn't too bad, but I can't imagine doing that for more than one day. I just felt disconnected. I didn't know what was going on.
Well, that was good. You need that every once in a while. Disconnect. Just get away from everybody.
Yeah. Why is every news outlet in the world done this?
Because they're saying that Harvey Weinstein's going to turn himself in today, and it's going to be right here at the police station across the street from our job.
See, literally every news media outlet in New York City.
Did you get a little nervous?
Nah, I was just like, why is all these news people out here? And they are in front of the police station. Police station, like Angela said, is right across the street.
Right.
So he's literally being charged with rape and criminal sex act. And
wow.
He's supposed to be turning himself in right here, so that's why everybody's here. Mm-hmm.
I did read that yesterday, but I was just like, why the hell is literally every news outlet in New York City is across the street.
They are waiting.
It is hundreds and hundreds of cameras, hundreds and hundreds of photographers.
Mm-hmm.
They are out. In
he's
full
getting,
force.
He's getting fingerprinted today.
So I thought you were about to say he's getting fingered today. I was like, that's justice.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. But so that's what he's turning himself in. And then he's going to Manhattan Supreme Court. And that's when he'll appear before the judge.
Oh, that's good. He's getting what he deserves.
Right? All right. Yep. Well, Pusha T will be joining us today.
My man Pusha T. That's all I've been listening to is Daytona the past few days.
Yeah, Pusha album is crazy. I'm glad you guys will get to hear it now because I'm tired of just not playing records.
What songs are you playing this morning? You can play if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Infrared, of course.
I love games we play.
Yes, games we play.
I love Santa Teria.
Santeria.
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 Santeria. There's a couple we playing this morning.
I mean, there's only a couple on the whole album.
It's seven,
on the
seven album. Songs. Seven on the album.
So we can say several songs on the album.
A couple songs.
Seven.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get the show. Oh, Lil Rel, comedian Lil Rel will be joining
us.
Drop
one of Clues Bombs for my man Lil Rel.
How are you gonna forget about Rel? Lil Rel.
This morning. Lil Rel's actually at Caroline's on Broadway all weekend.
This whole weekend. So, that's right.
So if anybody's here or traveling here for the holiday weekend, you can go there. That's a great comedy space.
I'm going to see him this weekend. Lil Rel is of course, he was in Get Out. He's in the Carmichael Show, but now he's got his own show coming on NBC called Rel.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Uncle Drew. I think that comes out later on this month.
Mm-hmm.
Or next month. I don't know.
Yeah, it comes out next month. On your birthday. I thought it comes out on your birthday.
Oh, it does. June 29th. You're mm-hmm. right. I told y'all to trap Lil Rel last year, but y'all ain't listen to me. So
Someone did.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we talking about?
Let's talk about Rachel Dolezal. Find out why she is in trouble now. What is it that Rachel Dolezal did?
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. NBA, the Rockets beat, who they playing?
The Warriors, man.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is wrong with
Warriors.
You?
Envy.
Because I'm reading it, and it says the Rockets beat the Rockets.
Yes, the Rockets played the Warriors last night. It's the Western
and
Conference
I watched the
Finals.
Game. Yeah, the Rockets
beat
the
Warriors. There's only four teams left.
I'm reading what's on this paper, and I'm like, the Rockets beat them. I'm like, no, the Rockets didn't play the Rockets.
I thought you liked basketball.
I do. I watched it last night.
Ty, you forget who they play. It's only Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm no expert, but I believe these teams have been playing each other for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's the same one.
It was only game five last night. It
hasn't been the last couple of weeks. It's been the last five games. But the Rockets lead the series.
It has been the past couple of weeks.
How long do you think
that lasts? The Rockets haven't been playing the Warriors the last couple of weeks. That's what she said.
Last week and a half.
Last week, yeah, five games. Anyway, the Rockets lead the series. 3-2 tonight. The Cavs play the Celtics. Now let's talk about who you want to go first.
We'll talk about Rachel Dolezal. Now she is being accused of welfare fraud. Apparently, she legally changed her name back in 2016 to Nkechi Diallo. And this week she's being charged with theft by welfare fraud, perjury, and false verification for public assistance. She illegally received over $8,000 in food assistance and $100 in child assistance. And they did a whole investigation because they received information. She had written a book, and she also had put nearly $84,000 into her bank account without reporting it. So there you go. She's being investigated.
That's amazing that the only fraud she's being charged with is welfare fraud.
Right.
You can't get charged with identity fraud, black card fraud.
Any of those things. All right, now let's talk about traveling. And I do want to say, as we've been talking about, it is Memorial weekend. It's a holiday weekend. So if you are planning to travel this weekend, please make sure you leave early. They are estimating nearly 42 million Americans will be planning some sort of getaway,
mm-hmm.
which is an increase from last year. So if you are planning to go somewhere, just make sure you leave your house early. The roads are going to be really busy. They said 74% of travelers will be driving to their destinations. Now, this is kind of scary. An Alexa speaker recorded and shared a private conversation. Now, one of the users in Portland says that she was shocked when one of her employees in Seattle said that they received a weird voice recording of her and her husband having a private conversation. They said, unplug your Alexa devices right now. You're being hacked. So they called Amazon. They apologized multiple times. They said what happened is probably a mistake, because Alexa mistook and misheard something that they said and recorded their conversation and then emailed it out to one of their contacts.
Why, though? Why does Alexa just randomly record conversations?
They do keywords. It happens to me all the time with Siri. You might say something and Siri responds or Siri says, we'll call. That never happened to you before?
No.
It happened to me.
They said they woke up due to a word in a background conversation that sounded like Alexa, and then it sounded like it said a send message request. So, listen, that thing is always on. Just remember, everybody that has an Alexa speaker or any of those, just remember that you got to turn the volume down.
I got like three of them, but I don't have none of them plugged up in my house. They're still in the box.
Mm.
I don't see the need for that type of artificial intelligence.
I have one, and it is plugged in.
Now, my kids use them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What does it do, though?
Alexa, play my song. Sure, and Alexa,
you can
play
do
song.
Anything. You can order pizza. You can, yeah, play
Alexa,
music. You can set timers.
Yeah.
Alexa just makes you lazy, basically.
Not really, because, I mean, if you got to Alexa, go to Tidal and play my song, it goes to Tidal and plays the song. It makes life easy.
Work your thumbs out, kids. Mm-hmm. All right, go to Tidal on your phone yourself.
All right, well, that's front page news. Now, yesterday we had Andy Cohen on the show, and Charlamagne was feeling a little kinky.
Shut the hell up.
Let's hear this conversation of Andy and Charlamagne talking about, well, let's play it. You know, the other day on the air, he said, you know, I don't know if I'm gay. There hasn't been a gay guy that's really took underwear off of me yet. So
I mean, that's the truth of the matter, though.
Okay, but you said yet?
First of all, that clip is taken so out of context. So,
you did say yet.
No, the conversation that I was having was, I said that I don't know what a man could say to me that would get me out of my boxer briefs.
Well, let's find out this morning. 800-585-1051.
I hate how this conversation is
going. I would love to know if there's a man out there.
Just because you take it in the butt don't mean you're gay.
Whoa.
Wow. Another one taken out of context.
Oh, I thought you just said that right now.
No, that was a clip. But anyway.
Another thing taken out of context.
Well, you try it, Envy.
585-1051.
Set it off.
We need a man out there that think they can talk Charlamagne, talk his underwear off of him.
First of all, bust off in my face.
I know Andy Cohen had this thing called the gay spectrum. I am nowhere near the gay spectrum. All I'm simply saying is I don't know what a man could tell you.
1051.
If you're a straight man, what could another man tell you to get you out your boxer briefs?
Trav, if you're listening, we need you. 800-585-1051. We need any gay men that are up right now.
I was just grabbing the Cetaphil. Don't stop.
Oh, okay.
What's 800-585-1051.
I am going to sue. Who do I need to sue?
We're looking for a gay man.
I'm gonna start with all the producers in the Breakfast Club. Then
you can
go
talk
to the
Charlamagne's draws off.
I'm
you think you got enough
this lawsuit.
Tongue game to talk Charlamagne's draws off?
His penis is huge, isn't it?
800-585-1051 again.
Okay.
Freaky Friday.
If you think you could talk Charlamagne's draw, let me get a little sexy with it.
First of all, turn the music none of y'all have any, like enough game to talk me out of my draws.
Turn the music
draws.
A little bit.
That's number one.
Turn the music up a little.
Number two, out. I'm not interested at all.
800.
Mm. Number three, remember that we're in the middle of the Me Too Time's Up movement.
105.
And we can turn this into the Men Too movement
anything
real
can
quick.
Happen.
I'm looking for a guy out there that can talk Charlamagne out his underwear.
I'm uncomfortable. You know Harvey Weinstein is turning himself in right across the street, literally.
You think you could talk
Not even a block away.
Underwear off.
It's cameras everywhere because Harvey Weinstein is turning himself in this
what
morning.
What do you think
you're
he's
sexually
wearing?
Harassing
you
me.
You think he's wearing boxer briefs?
His at 6:15 in the morning.
You think he's wearing boxes?
This is disgusting.
Maybe he has no underwear at
I'm
all.
I'm uncomfortable.
800-585-1051.
Men too. Enjoying this too much.
Men too.
Call us now.
Men too.
Chocolate Thunder's on his way.
Men too.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking, you know, Charlamagne got a little kinky yesterday. He's been getting a little kinky the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
first of all, I wasn't kinky.
He said this. Let's play what you said. You know, the other day on the air, he said, you know, I don't know if I'm gay. There hasn't been a gay guy that's really talked underwear off of me yet. So
I mean, that's the truth of the matter, though.
Okay, but you said yet?
Totally taken out of context. What I said was, I don't know if you're a straight man, what could a man say to you to get you out your boxer briefs?
But we going to find out this morning. Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy?
Hey, what's up, Trav?
Gosh.
Yeah, call out for Trav and Trav answer.
Trav, perfect timing.
That's because
timing.
Trav has a direct access to your back line. That's why, Envy.
That's my back line.
He always comes in through the back, doesn't he, Envy?
I got access to your back door today.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Y'all know Harvey Weinstein is turning himself in right across the street, right?
Well, Travis, we're listening. We can't wait to hear.
So Charlamagne.
Yes.
Now you know I've been knowing you now for it's been a good little while. I've been talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that we should get to know each other a little bit more.
Oh, really?
Tell him your secret really, is safe with me.
Now one thing I do know about you is that you like a wet butt. You love getting your butt, right?
No, I don't like a wet butt, Trav.
Yes, you do.
Where did you get your information?
You that you don't like a moist butt now, Sean?
Trav, that is not on my Wikipedia page. Nowhere on my Wikipedia page does it say I like a wet butt.
Well, I do know that you like getting your butt, correct?
That's true.
No, if you down there and you know you happen to lick something, I ain't going to stop you.
Sounds like it's
not
working.
You,
no,
but
you
I'm talking about.
Sounds like it's
I
working.
Mean, like a
invite.
Gal.
That's an invite.
So that sounds like an invite that if I'm down there, I can just start licking, right?
Trav, I'm not complicit in this conversation. I want you to know Harvey Weinstein is turning himself in right across the street. You're starting to make me feel very uncomfortable.
Trav, you are popping.
Could you find out what precinct that is Harvey Weinstein is turning himself into so I can shout them
thanks,
out?
Thanks, Trav.
All right, what precinct
Trav
is that?
Trav did great.
Hello, who's this?
This is cute ass light skinned, and I've been trying to talk to Charlamagne, but I longed.
I like this. Cute ass light skinned.
Now is the time.
Cute ass light skinned nook. Go ahead. Talk his drawers off right now. Get
sir.
Kinky with him.
Sir, relax.
I mean, like, I've been trying to see your silk drawers for a while now.
Mm.
And you know, that little bald head, I mean.
Which one?
Like a chocolate milk dud, I mean.
This is crazy. Y'all really letting Dr. Umar down this morning. I can't believe y'all pushing this gay agenda on the people.
Let him talk. Go ahead, brother.
I mean,
I mean, Charlamagne, you just sound like angry. Like, you know, be nice. Talk to me nice.
Talk to me nice.
You should talk to him nice.
Talk to me nice.
Be nice to him.
Listen, Harvey Weinstein is turning himself in right across the street. What precinct is that?
So cute ass light skin. No. So if you had him right now and you had one move to make, what would that move make? Would you use your hand, your arm, or your mouth?
Definitely my mouth, because I'm real talented with that.
Ooh.
Listen, all them news outlets that's across the street waiting on Harvey Weinstein to turn themselves in. Y'all can come over here and watch Envy turn himself in and then go back to Harvey, okay?
800-585-1051.
I am being sexually harassed.
1051. This is what you said.
Men too.
If you missed it, this is what he said. You know, the other day on the air, he said, you know, I don't know if I'm gay. There hasn't been a gay guy that's really took underwear off of me yet. So
I mean, that's the truth of the matter, though.
Okay, but you said, yeah.
That's not what I said. What I said was, if you're a straight man, mm-mm-mm, I don't see what a man could say to you to get you out your boxer briefs, okay?
Boxer briefs.
Yeah, what
did I say? What did I say?
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. All right? Briefs is when you got the back cut out. All right? It's like, drawers ain't got no roof. So you call them briefs.
Drawers ain't got no roof. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, you know, Charlamagne's been very kinky these last couple of weeks.
I have not been kinky,
man.
Wait, y'all are making things up this morning.
Now, there are people on Twitter that want to slide in your DMs.
First of all,
shout out to J Love Photos.
First of all you is being very disrespectful to my wife. All right, all you men out there, relax.
He's cute, too.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, all I was simply saying was, if you a straight man, there is nothing another man can say to you to get you out your boxer briefs.
But we're asking 800-585-1051. If you can, you could get Charlamagne out his boxer briefs.
Oh, God.
Call us now. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, boo. So, that's for Charlamagne.
So every gay man in America just decided to call up here this morning. Just out of the blue, every gay man
can
gets
Can they
through.
Talk, Charlamagne? Go ahead.
Can you
What's
talk
your
about
name?
His briefs?
Hi, this is Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Is this Zizzy? Zizzy, Charlamagne Tha God. Hi, Zizzy.
Zizzy.
Oh, that sounds kind of
hella Zizzy.
That sounds kind of sexy.
Don't be calling me no pet names like you know me.
Go ahead, keep going.
Okay.
I do know you, Charlamagne Tha God. So I'm gonna call you Zizzy. Zizzy, listen. Zizzy, for real. You've never really experienced life unless you've been with me. Like, seriously. Like, have you ever had a man, like, grab adobo and just put it all over your ding-a-ling and just...
What, seasoning?
What?
Wow, adobo.
Did you just say seasoning?
Adobo. I'm telling you.
Why would I let a man season my penis, sir?
Woo!
Season the meat.
Zizzy. You will be... Zizzy. Listen to me.
That's exactly why Harvey Weinstein turning himself in across the street right now.
Zizzy.
Zizzy, listen. So I want to make this real special, real romantic for you. I wrote a song for you, Kent. Nice. Do you want to listen to it?
No.
Yes.
Go.
I really don't.
Zizzy, listen, Zizzy.
Alexa, turn him off. No. Alexa, turn
hey,
the channel.
Zizzy, top, be quiet.
Go.
Zizzy, looking so cute. Hey. Zizzy, looking real boo. Hey. Zizzy, got a new book. Hey. Play with his ding-a-ling like a flute. Hey!
I like that.
Hey, yo.
That might work.
And he promoted your book. You know what? I'm not going to lie. That might have worked because you also promoted his book.
Men too. All right? Men too. Okay?
All right.
The Time's Up Me Too movement is clearly not the only movement that needs to be going on out here. We're in the Tribeca area. If you don't know, Harvey Weinstein is turning himself in this morning for all kind of rape charges.
ZZ.
It's literally right across the street from the radio station.
ZZ.
I am going to give my testimony and tell on some of y'all.
ZZ,
okay? I'm tired of this.
I seen you shit me a little, ZZ. ZZ's all hot and bothered over here, guys. Hello.
Yo, this is Jason. What's going on?
Jason, what's up, bro?
Ain't nothing. Hey, you, what's up, Charlamagne? What's up with y'all?
What's up?
What's up, my brother?
Why you calling, bro?
Man, listen, Charlamagne. I know everything is cool, and I know you know you're married, you got kids and everything, but your gay factor be on, like, level 12,000 sometimes, right?
Why? Why y'all want me to be gay so bad?
Yeah. Yo, them sound bites alone just destroyed you. It's like, dude, you really say that?
I can't make a little joke. Why can't I joke around?
Oh, the jokes is heavy because whoever put that edit montage together, it got you pinned down, bro.
Got you pinned down.
Out here in these streets for you, man.
Hey, let him be him, though. Yeah, we don't judge.
ZZ, so nobody talked about your draws today, ZZ?
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'll sue all of y'all, number one, just for the money. That's number one. And number two, ZZ. Harvey Weinstein is turning himself into the first precinct, which is literally right across the street.
ZZ.
I have been sexually harassed this morning. I have been sexually assaulted verbally. And I think that Envy needs to go turn himself in with Harvey Weinstein right now. All right. What time is Harvey supposed to turn himself in?
ZZ,
you know?
Stop, ZZ.
I'm not sure. Just this morning.
First precinct is a half a block away. Literally every media outlet in New York is right across the street. Envy, you need to go over there with them.
ZZ, stop,
and every
ZZ.
Man that called in here this morning tried to get in my drawers.
All right.
But listen, don't seriously. Nobody ever thought about that. If you a straight man, what can a man tell you to get in your drawers?
Hey, it happens every day, B.
No, I never
trust
thought about
me.
That.
I don't believe that.
It definitely happens.
I believe that some of those.
As a matter of fact, some of my the gay guys that I know, they actually enjoy doing that.
Really?
You should have had them call this morning, eh?
Yeah, so.
Anyway, you got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Morgan Freeman and all of these accusations against him and what his response has been. Morgan Freeman.
God,
oh, my
damn,
goodness.
Morgan. Jesus Christ.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. How you feeling over there at the Chocolate Thunder?
I feel good. I sent our guy ZZ. Brandon over across the street ZZ. To the first precinct because, you know, every media outlet in New York is over there because Harvey Weinstein's turning himself in.
Mm-hmm.
So I had Brandon take video of all the cameras and mm-hmm. all of the police because I want you to know what it looks like when I got to, you know, mend to you.
What are you talking about,
ZZ? So you got to go turn yourself in. I just want you to know how it's going to look.
ZZ, stop it.
And you don't have a long walk because it's literally a half a block away from the radio station.
ZZ, you stop it. Let's get to the
rumors. Well, yes, Harvey's facing those sex assault charges, so he is getting fingerprinted at the station right over there.
You got to stop saying that, man.
He's getting fingerprinted.
Every day, Harvey's getting fingerprinted. Yes, you got to stop saying it. It would be dope if he was getting fingered. That's justice.
All right. All right. Let's get to the rumors.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Oh. On The Breakfast Club.
Well, now Morgan Freeman is being accused of inappropriate behavior. So far, 16 people have spoken to CNN about Morgan Freeman as part of this investigation. 8 of them are victims. They said harassment and others said that inappropriate behavior was conducted by Morgan Freeman. And 8 people said that they witnessed this alleged conduct. So altogether, 16 people, 8 who say they were witnesses and 8 who say that they were actual victims. Now, the reason this whole investigation started is because of CNN. CNN actually did this, and part of the reason is that one of their reporters actually was speaking with Morgan Freeman. Chloe Melis is her name, and she was at a press junket for Going in Style. She was 6 months pregnant at the time, and she said in a room full of people, he was looking her up and down, not letting go of her hand, and saying, "I wish I was there, and you are ripe." And boy,
I wish I was there. What's that mean?
I don't know. While he's looking her up and down and saying, "Boy, do I wish I was there." I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but it made her very uncomfortable. Cameras were on and recording, so they did get one of those remarks on camera, but not the rest of them. And after that particular encounter, that's when Melis started actually making calls to see if other women had experienced anything similar, and that's when this whole months-long investigation started. Turns out that there were a lot of people at his production company. Revelations Entertainment is the name of that. He started that company alongside Lori McCreary back in 1996, who had similar allegations. Now, a young production assistant thought she got the job of her dreams back in 2015. She started working on Going in Style, and she said that turned into several months of harassment. She says that he would touch her and make comments about her figure and clothing on a near daily basis. He would rest his hand on her lower back or rub her lower back, and then at one point he tried to lift up her skirt and ask if she was wearing underwear, and there's several allegations of him doing that to different women. Now, some people said that Morgan Freeman was great and they never witnessed any questionable behavior, or that he was a professional on set and in the office. But other people did say that they witnessed all kinds of inappropriate behavior. Now, he is 80 years old and he is one of Hollywood's biggest stars. And so there's a lot of things going on here. It's not just people who worked at his company, but it's also people at press junkets that are saying that he was inappropriate at times. He would ask women to twirl. And
twirl?
Yeah.
Twerk or twirl?
Twirl, like turn around so he could look at them.
Okay. Yeah, so basically if you've ever asked a woman to twerk, boy, you about to be in trouble. Because
mm-hmm.
if twirling getting you called inappropriate, what is telling them
to
twerk?
Well, that's in it. You can't be like twirl around so I can look at you from front to back. Like, why would you be asking people to twirl?
Why are you asking people to just randomly twerk? I've seen that plenty of times.
Right. Well, we're talking about this what? Particular.
Yes.
Where have you seen that?
I haven't
outside
seen
a strip club.
Please stop it all the time.
All right, so they also said there was no real HR department there, so they didn't have any place where they could talk about their grievances at the workplace. So they actually formed their own survivors club at his company where people would gather to vent about their experiences working at Revelations, according to five sources who were at the gathering, which would take place outside of the office. So, yeah, just certain things like that. One male employee said that he would basically have all kinds of vulgar and sexual comments about women he would say to this male employee. He said he would say things like, I'd like to have an hour with her, or other things like that. He said he would be verbally inappropriate, and it was just shocking. Now, Morgan Freeman has responded to these sexual harassment allegations. He said, anyone who knows me or has worked with me knows I am not someone who would intentionally offend or knowingly make anyone feel uneasy. I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent.
He did it in print? He didn't actually record it so we could hear it?
No, he did not record it. He gave that statement to Sky News.
He actually wrote it down.
Morgan, you got to use that voice of God of yours in situations like this.
Well, there's already been some fallout. He's already gotten an ad campaign poll that he had with Visa after these allegations came out.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to pull them dope-ass commercials with him and Busta Rhymes and Missy.
Ooh.
In addition to that, the Screen Actors Guild is now saying that they are planning to perhaps look at the Life Achievement Award that they gave him and see what they're going to do about that.
Well, shouldn't they investigate first?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They do have to investigate first. So they're thinking about taking corrective actions. For Visa, right now it's suspended, the ad that he did while they investigate.
Well, listen, I don't know if any of this is true. But if it is, Morgan Freeman can't even use the I was young excuse because he's never been young. All right. He came out the womb 45 years of age.
Oh, my goodness.
This is bad.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. When we come back, Pusha T will be joining us. We'll kick it with Pusha T as a new album came out today. It's called Daytona. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Push!
His album is out right now.
What up?
Pusha T!
What's up, what's up?
What's up, sir?
How are you, my brother?
Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
First of all, amazing body of work.
Thank you, man.
Amazing body of work.
I appreciate that.
I didn't think seven songs would be fulfilling.
Yeah.
But it is.
No, me neither. Big argument.
Really?
Huge argument.
I was going to ask you that. You haven't dropped since 2015. Why
right.
a long
wait? Ass time, man.
You know, 2015, I was doing a lot of the, after that, I was doing a lot of the campaign stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of the, you know, White House, prison reform, all of that
Hillary
stuff.
Clinton's,
yep.
Right. I forgot what you called it that night at the Jacob Javits.
Yeah. So, you know, I got caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we took that L.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was appointed president of Good Music. At the time, it was, you know, Designer ringing off, his singles was going.
Right.
And just trying to do the album in between those times.
Mm-hmm.
I did it, you know. I did it, put the album together. How it usually goes is, you know, I pick beats, rhyme over them, boom. Bring it for Ye, let him hear it. He picks some beats, you know, disregard some of the ones I did, go back, rhyme over it, bring it all back. So I go back to, you know, I come back with a finished product. Bring it to him like, look, I feel like this is my album. He was like, yeah, it's rocking, you know. So we rock for like 2 days. I stayed in LA for 2 days. Third day he wake up, he was like, yo, man, I feel like I could produce these beats better myself. Just do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Utah.
Utah.
Not Wyoming. Utah? I thought Wyoming.
It was Utah first.
Damn. Yeah. What was in Utah?
The jazz.
It's like this really, really expensive resort, and I'm only telling you that part because, you know, we split the cost on this, right? So, you know, we go out there. So, and, you know, he says, now, look at me. I don't know anything about Utah.
Push, I know.
I don't know anything about
Utah. Me neither. Go ahead.
So Utah. You never sold no dope in Utah, Push?
I haven't.
That's where the Sundance Film Festival is in Salt Lake City, Utah.
I've heard about Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
I've been
there.
Yeah. Karl Malone, John Stockton.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know about that.
That's all you know. So you go out to Utah.
I go out to Utah, right? We out there the first day, you know, chef eating, you know, kicking it. And, you know, one day turns into 10 days and ain't no beat.
And you paying half that.
Bruh.
How much money are we talking?
Man, it's upwards of, I want to say, 8 to 10 a night.
Woo! Damn! 1,000, by the way, people.
Not 100.
1,000.
No. No. That's my half.
That was your half.
No, your half?
No.
Oh,
half.
So that.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Right, it is. I'm gonna tell you.
So that's about 50 grand right now. Oh, wait. 10 days, 5,000.
So
right.
10 days, no beat.
No, you know, he listening to samples every day, you know, feverishly. Just listening to samples. We making like, you know, just playlists what we like. Mm-hmm. Then one beat comes. And
what was the first beat?
The Games We Play.
My favorite record. Okay. Right
the Games
now.
We Play. Mm-hmm. And one, you know, he was like, hey, rhyme to this. You know, and mind you, we're in like a 8-bedroom mansion, middle of nowhere. All the rooms are decked out like, you know, studios. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yo, send that downstairs. Yo, write that. I think this one of them ones. Do that. And then, you know, it just it's a searching process. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time to go home. Got a show, host and whatever. Leave. You know, I'm like, all right, bet. You know, we had a little exercise. It was cool. You're like, nah, let's go to Wyoming.
So how many beats did you get done in Utah? How many records did y'all get done in Utah?
I might have gotten one. I might have gotten one, but I'm going to tell you this. He found Teyana Taylor's album at the same time. So, like, while finding my sound, mm-hmm. going through other sounds, he's like, oh, I think that's for her. So this is gotcha. where the process of, like, you know, with the 5 albums, 7 songs, it's all building from this from this point.
So you get to charge some of that back to their albums?
No, but that's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
You're putting in good music. You got to start looking for those little loopholes.
Yeah.
You know why I love Games We Play? Because it's a lot of late 70s, early 80s babies references in that record. Like, you got to be born around that era to get a lot of the language.
For sure.
Even when you reference the Purple Tape, when you say mud-made monsters who grew up on the legends from Yonkers.
Shout out the locks.
Well, let me just tell you, Charlamagne has been wearing his same outfit for 3 days straight.
He
has not took this outfit off because he wants to feel like he's still selling crack.
I understand.
Adult contemporary trap music.
I understand.
Yeah.
Totally feel you.
No, he's
you.
Serious. He had that green shirt on for 3 days.
And the pants.
And the pants.
It's, by the way, Rock Nation, the fit is crazy, though. The pants feel so comfortable to
so
call
it. Funky over here.
Salute to Emery.
Now, let's talk Wyoming. Now how do you get to Wyoming?
And did you have to pay for half of that?
Yeah.
You had to pay half of Wyoming.
We splitting these calls.
Oh my goodness!
But that's still your budget, though, right? You're an artist still on good music,
you know, bro. I've been in this game for a long time. Like, I know how to be conservative and get my budget back and put it in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like, no, I don't want to spend it like that.
Right? Nobody wants to.
Whoa! Gotcha. I don't.
So he calls you and says, "Let's go to Wyoming."
Right?
You ever
been
to Wyoming before that? Me neither. But go ahead.
No envy. I haven't. I've never been to Wyoming.
So you only sold crack in the South.
Yeah. There you go. you know, we go to Wyoming and, you know, same thing, listening to samples and just finding the sound, finding it. And we, you know, we did. We ultimately did find it. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I just got back from Wyoming, like, last week.
Because you just finished the album?
Yeah.
So when he tweeted out that release date, did you know that was the release date?
I knew I was supposed to come first, but I'm figuring, okay, we all gonna do June. It's a lot of Fridays in June.
Right.
We can have them all. Mm-hmm. Why I got to be the May? Why?
Did you feel like he was rushing you?
Well, I was done.
Okay.
I was done. Lyrically, gotcha. I was done. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, it was him and what he has to do. But I like, you gotta give him time, man. It's like, you know, you go over there, go over there to get a beat, man, and you look in the sneakers, all the samples. Hey, try these on. What you think? You know, and it can turn into anything.
Right.
And listen, that can turn into a song. So you just got to go through the process and you know, trust it.
So you haven't dropped since 2015.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to only do 7 songs? And was that, do you feel like you got all your ideas out in 7 songs?
Totally.
Okay.
Like, you know, it was totally Kanye's idea. And he asked me about it and I was like, man, I don't feel that. I was like, I don't think that's it at all. He was like, man, I feel like, you know, people is getting bombarded with these long albums. I feel like 7 is the real number. We can get it across, short, concise. You know, it's all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I just had to think about it from his perspective. It's like, man, if you really producing 35 joints for this month, mm-hmm. like that's a lot of records.
He did every record.
Every single one.
I have a question.
Wow.
I know previously it used to be that albums had to be a certain length to be considered a full-length album.
We were looking for the Grammy specifications last night. 15 minutes and 5 distinct songs.
That's how long it has to be?
Oh, that's it?
To be a Grammy, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So an album can be 5 songs?
5 songs for the Grammys.
Okay.
I don't know if anything, I don't know mm-hmm. about, you know, if it's, you know, if iTunes, that means an EP or whatever the case may be, to be eligible for a Grammy. 5 distinct songs, 15 minutes.
All right, we got more with Pusha T when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Pusha T's in the building. Now, I want to talk about a song that's been buzzing on the internet.
What's that? Okay.
All right. Now, you talk about Birdman, baby.
Yeah. Again.
Again.
Oh, now it's okay to kill baby. Liggins looked at me crazy like I really killed the baby. Salute Ross, because the message was pure. He see what I see when you see Wayne on tour.
Yeah.
He said
You want that smoke with that whole team.
No, it's just, you know, it's just, man, you got to just address these things. Like, I'm going off of social media. I'm going off what people say, what you know, how people address me, what they talking about. I seen baby the other day. Seen him in an elevator.
Really?
Elevator together?
In an elevator.
Was y'all like Q and Bishop?
What conversation?
Was it like Q and Bishop? You gonna shoot me in the elevator?
Had he already heard infrared? It was before that.
What's bracken? Like, what's bracken?
Wow.
He had a lot of people with him?
Yeah. For sure.
You don't roll a lot of people.
I push by myself. By himself.
No, I do that. So he's like, what's bracken, whatever. I was like, ain't nothing. What's up? He was like, you good? I was like, yeah, I'm good. You sure? I said, I'm positive. Got off floor six.
That was that?
that was that.
That was the first time y'all seen each other all these years?
Yeah, I don't. No, I probably seen him at a fight or something.
Yeah.
Vegas. So he said, but he hadn't heard infrared yet or heard about it, so.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I feel like it's music. Yeah, for sure it's music. But beyond that, I feel like infrared is just me talking to everybody. It's like, man, I've addressed a lot of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I've taken heat for addressing these things. And then I was speaking about how Ross had addressed it just recently on his album.
Right.
And I was saying, damn, you know, I respect that Ross was speaking from a pure place, but, you know, oh, now it's okay. It's okay to kill baby. But looked at me crazy like I really killed a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, during that time.
Right.
You know.
So let me ask you a question, right? Because let me just paint this picture. So you see him in the elevator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could have said, you know what, I'm gonna take the next elevator. But you said, all right.
No. I was on the elevator.
Oh, you were on the elevator.
Yeah.
So you was Q and he was Bishop.
Yes.
You was already on the elevator.
Yeah.
Got you. Were you shook at all? Just a little, like, damn, it might go down.
Bro, I've been in this so long, mm-hmm. and I just look at everybody as like real people. Like, I know you like a real. I mean, minus all the tattoos and weird shit. You're a real person, man. Mm-hmm.
For all the newbies in the game, all the youngsters, it's been going on for a long time. What exactly is the issue with Wayne and Baby?
Listen, I don't have necessarily an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Like, you know, we're just talking about and speaking about, you know, just the situation. Like, we're just speaking about, these are just bars, man.
But did it start from allegedly that, I guess, you felt, or people felt that Wayne was taking your style and some of the stuff and taking your, that's where it originated from?
But that's old. Like, I don't even wear that type of stuff no more. And I never even claimed that.
Mm.
I never claimed that.
Other people
claimed
it. That's
people did. Mm-hmm. And then the internet, and not everybody knows how to be respectful of somebody when talking about them. You know what I'm saying?
He cursed you out a couple of times on Twitter.
Yeah, weird stuff.
Pusha T and anybody who loves
him. Yeah, but that, listen. On some real.
That made you laugh, probably.
Yeah, that one. All of it. I mean, you know, ain't much of it nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it makes for good content, and that was honestly just me talking about in that song. I was just talking about how, man, how the tides turn. Everybody looked at me one way,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then Ross did it, and it was like, oh man, we rocking
got
with you.
You.
He was all up here.
You almost sound kind of sorry for Wayne in the record a little bit.
You do.
You said like another multi-platinum artist stuck on tour for the rest of his career.
Bro, I'm trying to find my exit route.
Mm.
I can't imagine selling all them records and having to still do a show, a club hosting.
Mm.
Where?
Mm.
And I look at the game. It's me looking at the youngest today,
mm-hmm.
and how, man, they so self-sufficient.
Right.
Like, they're like so self-sufficient. Like, man, I was coming up here begging. You know, I was coming to New York begging for a deal. Mm-hmm. I watch these kids do it at home. They get their money. They like, you know, I go on my IG, like my favorites right now, Gunna, Lil Baby. Like, I watch them like night for night get their bag, and it's inspiring. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, they doing this. I don't even know if they signed yet. Mind you, we talking 30 million records later,
I
right?
agree.
We're talking like, you know, it's a lot.
You shouldn't be able to pay Lil Wayne 15, 20 grand to host the club. at this point? No.
Listen, man, I don't.
He's not taking no 15, 20 grand.
I don't know. I don't. Listen, I don't know what that is. But I'm just saying that, you know, personally, I feel like there's a way that we gotta, like, what did Hov say about the Cold Crush?
Overcharging for what they did to the
Cold Crush. Yeah, we can't do that amongst us. We can't do that amongst us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we gotta protect. Mm-hmm. We gotta protect our own.
Has Wayne and Drake ever reached out to you?
No. I mean, they say Drake reached out on Two Birds, One Stone.
Yeah, he definitely did. Is that why he got these shots on infrared?
Yeah, he threw a shot at him. His beats is banging in your hooks, did it? The lyric pinning equal to Trump's winning. The bigger question is how the Russians did it. It was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it was to be responded to. Like, you know, at the same time, it's music. Mm-hmm. But who gets to talk to who? Like, there's certain people I do want to talk to. I do want to rap with, so on and so forth. I don't want to rap. I don't really look at that. I don't even look at that situation the same since how that all played out and how that came out. Like, you can't let... They're real writers out here. You know what I'm saying? Who really do this, who really, like, enjoy the craft of this. Then there's other artists who make great music, you know? They put it together how they put it together. I don't feel like we get to have that conversation. Like, you know, it's other people that I should have that conversation with that I truly respect they pen and stuff like that.
So Drake can't talk to you because he don't write his raps.
Yeah, I'm not with. Yeah,
but I'm sure he does say Drake write some of his raps, and he's written, cool. Right, but just not all of them.
I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
I just know what's known, and it's like he was speaking his truth on that record, mm-hmm. and that's cool. Like, I'm not gonna have no argument about who's the realest, who sold the most right. dope. You know, I didn't sell whatever, boom, boom, boom. That's cool. That's your truth. That's how you feel, and it's fine with me. But I got my truth, too. Infrared is my truth. And I mean, we can lay mine out. We can lay mine out on the table. We can see it. It's documented.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. And I do have my own proclamations. Mm-hmm. Only rapper sold more dope than me is Eazy-E. Eazy-E. God bless the dead.
Jay-Z lost 92 bricks and got it all back, though.
It's cool. He's the GOAT.
Hold on. Drake and Ye got a relationship.
That's cool.
Does Kanye ever try to be like, come on, push, let me get y'all together?
Well, even Kanye ain't waiting him.
You know, you don't, I mean, I don't know. I don't, you know, they do have a relationship. I don't know how that works out.
But he's closer with you, so.
You know, I don't, listen. Mm-hmm.
They live in the same neighborhood.
Listen,
you go to
I don't put street values and things in the music game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's business for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's friendships, it's relationships with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I ride a little different. I'm on good music, man. Like, everybody got a role on good music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when people take shots and so on and so forth, I gotta take them. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take all those and I'm gonna throw them back. Everybody else gets to, like, kiki, smile, dap up everybody else. We all got different brands.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about being on good music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He played creative fashion, boom, boom, producer, you know. I'm up there, I'm rap superhero. You know what I'm saying? Those lines get blurred a little bit. Those lines get blurred a lot, actually.
Are you ready for Drake Smoke, though?
Do you got something to cut? That's what
of
I was going to say. Do you got something to cut?
Drake hit you with a back-to-back push.
Hey, that's, listen, man, it is what it is. That was a cool thing.
It was cool. Push, like, that's cool. That's cute.
That was cute.
That's cool, man.
What's his album?
I do want to see that, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he does.
I do. I'm not going
to
lie.
He's actually trying to push her into
heaven. I think Drake is a formidable
opponent.
We've seen that for how he handled the Meek situation. He can rap when he wants to, and we definitely know you a spitter. Mm. I think that would be pretty good.
Right, but you have to still look at it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I don't pit me and my skill set with his skill set. I feel like we do different things. Like I said, they put records together in a great way, mm-hmm. for what they do. I feel like I do something that is a draw.
It would be dope if you wrote a diss record for him to Ghost wrote it for him about you.
See, Angela gonna catch a ball for that.
Angela gonna catch a ball for that.
Drake gonna give you a ball for that. Aubrey gonna give you a ball for that.
Definitely gonna get a ball for that.
Better hope your face clean out here, especially in the 6 year.
All right, we got more with Pusha T when we come back. Let's get into a Pusha T mini mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. This morning, everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Pusha T's here.
Now you only have two guest appearances on it, I guess, because why Ross on the album?
Ross is by far one of the people who gives me the perfect verse every time. I feel like he's somebody that I can send a record to and get that back and turn my back on it and know that it's gonna come back how it needs to come back.
That's I wanted to hear Hov on this album too. I don't know why. I wanted to hear the first record y'all did with each other was just amazing. I wanted to hear more.
Yeah.
Drug Dealers Anonymous.
Yeah. Drug Dealers Anonymous was an amazing record. I don't like to ask people for features frivolously. Mm-hmm. Like Drug Dealers Anonymous was a record that I felt like I ain't never asked for one. I'ma ask for this, and I feel like it's so fitting. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to ever think I don't ever like to call people and ask them to be on records. I mean, everybody got a lot to do. I hate it. I hate when, you know, I gotta take time out and do things that and I feel like it's like a throwaway or something that's not gonna be meaningful. Mm-hmm.
It was divine though, because it was very timely.
Yeah, no, it worked.
Lauren had just called Jay out, called him a 14-year drug dealer, so.
Yeah. It was it was perfect. It was perfect, and I feel like the record is something that, I mean, that's a benchmark in my career.
Now, was this album originally supposed to be produced by the Neptunes?
It wasn't that the whole album was. It's never not a time where I don't go to Pharrell and Chad to get music.
Does he still charge you, Pharrell?
Does P charge me? He doesn't, right? Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't know?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I really don't know that, but I wouldn't know that about him.
So I saw him at the listening session last night.
Yeah.
I was shocked that he didn't have a record on the album though.
Yeah, no. He didn't.
So y'all did a lot of records though. So you got other.
I was gonna say, what
happened to all those songs that Kanye said he felt like he could produce better?
Man, I lost like wild producer relationships behind it. I mean, I think everybody understood though. You know, I had to just call them guys, text, whatever. Like, yo, I know this was supposed to be the plan, this ain't it.
Will we ever hear those songs?
Yeah, of course.
King Push still gotta come.
They were great. Yo, we gotta fix that too. I just changed the title.
Yeah, it's the same album.
Yeah, it's the same album. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same album. Same album minus some songs, and I just changed the title. And I only changed the title because I felt like Daytona represented what you guys are witnessing, and that's what you're really witnessing is two artists really having the luxury of time to really put like an album together. Mm-hmm. That's why I named it Daytona.
Yeah, I don't want to see artists like yourself that's been in the game so long, that's even your age, rushing, you know, doing trendy stuff.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
That's not the move. It's fundamental hip-hop stuff, too. So it's like, I'm here to show that, like, the fundamentals of hip-hop still apply. Mm-hmm. I feel like Daytona is, like, definitely one of those albums that you're going to be able to put up against whatever you feel like is great this year.
Now, what's your relationship with Kanye? How is that relationship? And the reason I ask is sometimes when your peoples or your friends say something left or say something foul, you check them. I mean,
something
even
right.
Right.
I posted something here on Instagram and Push called me immediately like, your son, I think you're jumping the gun on that. And so how is that conversation with Kanye when he says some of the outlandish stuff that he's been saying about Trump and the slaves? Do y'all have those conversations?
Yeah, we definitely do. I think I was out there right after TMZ. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he asked my opinion on it. I tell him, you know, I didn't think it was a good look at all. He knows my political stance. He knows, like, you know, about me riding with the Hillary campaign. Mm-hmm. He knows my agenda more than anything about prison reform.
Right.
Like, we talk about all of that. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing that can even make me agree with him in regards to Trump, because I can't even have my conversation any longer with, you know, in regards to my agenda. That's not going to happen during this Trump regime. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're trying to do a new bill now, but the bill's kind of funny.
Listen, they're doing some everything, and they're doing it quick. Mm-hmm. That's something that could happen right now, and they could do if they felt it was or deemed it important. Mm-hmm.
Did you think it was a bad idea for Meek to go and have that conversation at the White House?
I don't know about that.
Oh, he was invited.
He was supposed to go.
Yeah, he was supposed to go, and then he didn't go at the last minute.
It was
a lot of people told him not to go to talk about prison reform.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I sort of feel like, I know I would be like, hey, don't go up there and speak about it, right? But then, when I'm thinking about Meek, Meek really sat down. Mm-hmm. Meek sat down and was in jail, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure, you know, he knows his reach. He knows his voice. It's like trying to go to the label and convince the label that you got a hit record, mm-hmm. and they don't, you know, they don't really see it. I'm sure he feels like he can articulate that,
right,
and show his influence to somebody like him and pull it off, because you know you have those hopes,
but you just don't know the real agenda of you. Being
yeah,
there,
you know, I can and I don't, you know, I don't think he's like a real. I don't think Trump is like a real president. Right. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's a real president. I don't think he's agenda driven. I feel like he's self driven. So I wouldn't for that.
Did you send him the What Would Meek Do song before?
No, man, I didn't. I didn't send it to him. And it was a beat that I heard him on. I heard him on it so much that I even had a line. I had the line in the song that says What Would Meek Do, right?
Oh, okay, that's what it came
and, But he was in jail. Like, this mm-hmm. is happening all here in jail. I don't know if he coming out ever, whatever the case may be. I don't know how that's working. I just remember being like, damn, man. See, if Meek was here, he could have knocked this out. This is that. Lo and behold, he gets out. We have birthdays around the same time. I hit him, yo, happy birthday. His son's birthday is on my day. And before, I just couldn't bring myself to ask him, fresh out of jail, to go to a studio and write a verse for me. I'm battling with that, and then I'm like seeing him like with his son on IG. You right. know they
at the game,
putting on the chains. Right, right, right. I'm like, man, I'm not doing it.
Is there any truth to the fact that you wrote Scoopity Poop, Poopity Poopity Scoop, Poop?
No, man.
So that sounds.
Why did you tell him like, come on, yeah, like this is enough is a.
Says that on your record though. That's actually dope when he says it on your record.
He does.
When people talking, yeah, how do you respond? Scoop.
Yeah.
But listen, I love the fact that he did that on my record because. Man, you know, everybody's not privy to the conversations that we have. You had actually a really, really good interview, and like you,
thank you.
You be getting like the, you got a lot of the mm-hmm. inside of, you know, and I can't imagine what you got off camera.
All right.
But that beat is so fire.
Lift Your Beat is crazy.
Lift Your Soul beat so fire, and that could show that, like, I think that shows you his level of like confidence and arrogance in these releases.
Because mm-hmm. that's a real single.
Listen, it's a real single that even has, you know, real other lyrics to it, so on and so forth.
And that's what I'm waiting for.
And he's like, yo, you know what? I'm going to throw this out, and I'm going to show him what I think about all that. It's nothing. And I'm going to show him that I'm putting out heat, and this is what I choose to do on it.
One last question. What are the challenges of being a older rapper? Because I was having this conversation with Scarface the other day, and he said he feels like he's the best he's ever been. Because of just pure experience.
Yeah, man. I don't necessarily know that they're real challenges for me. I look at hip-hop in its entirety. You know, this isn't just about rap. It's about the fashion. It's about just the whole culture of hip-hop. And if you're relevant within that culture and you're still being competitive in all those spaces, I don't see where hip-hop ages. I want a Hov album all the time. Mm-hmm. I do. I was just in the studio with Nas. Yes, I want Nas' album. Yes, you guys are going to be impressed.
Is it only 7 songs?
Yes.
All the songs that are coming, all the albums that are coming out, only 7? Yeah.
My album, 7.
Tiana.
Kanye album, 7. Kanye and Cudi album, 7. Nas album, 7. Tiana album, 7.
That's that number, 7.
Sounds like Illuminati to me,
boy. Is Nas going to make his release date?
Yeah, I think so.
Is Kanye going to make his release date?
Kanye.
Next Friday?
Kanye's definitely going to make his release date. Lord, don't you do me like this. Don't do me like this. Yes, he's going to make his release date. Don't do me like this. I swear. Like, don't.
June 1st.
Please.
All right. Well, Pusha T album is out right now. Daytona, make sure you stream it. And we appreciate you for joining us, bro.
Yo, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. It's The yeah. Breakfast Club. It's Pusha T.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's happening? Friday.
Yes.
Harvey it's Weinstein. Friday.
Harvey Weinstein just turned himself in, by the way.
Yes, he has turned himself in about 30 minutes ago.
Only reason I care is because the police station is literally right across the street from the radio station.
We're concerned about traffic.
Which I don't understand. The two times I've been insulted in front of the radio station, took police forever to get here, and they literally right a half a block away.
Well, one time when you got assaulted, there was a bomb threat, so the police were down the block at the bomb threat.
Every single one of them?
Yeah.
Every single police officer?
Yes.
Then they showed up and just was like, oh, I mean, well.
There was a bomb threat.
Well, I'm glad that
you
finally
got the best of them, so
there's
going to
be justice against right. Harvey Weinstein.
Do you want to press charges? Yes, I do.
Let's get to the rumors.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
We've been waiting for this Nicki Minaj announcement all week because she's been delaying it. She was supposed to go on Ellen. Then she said doctor's order. She couldn't get on the flight. And now she has finally given the announcement, and here it is.
The album itself, I think I want to put out on August 10th. I want to put out my second single, which I'm really, really excited about. And I want to now start an official countdown. I also want to do, like, some things where I invite some of my actual fans to the studio and listen to the album and listen to the songs and, you know, hear the second single and, you know, all that stuff.
All right, so that's the delay. That's the announcement.
I wonder if the longer you wait nowadays, does it lessen the anticipation? Because think about it, you know.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Did you forget about it?
I like when it just drops.
So yeah, just put it up.
Just give it to me.
Or even like
ASAP Rocky just put an album out today
and
as well.
I'm going to listen soon as I leave. I'm going to listen soon as I get off air.
Absolutely. As soon as it comes out, you just want to listen. You don't want to wait because you forget about it. Other music comes out.
August is a long time.
Yeah, shout out to ASAP Rocky. Now, in the meantime, Nicki also is going to be helping some of her fans pay for their education.
That's great.
She tweeted out, just send one tweet with the hashtag student of the game, saying how much money you need and what it's for. All money will be paid directly towards the tuition, books, etc. And I'll favorite your tweet and DM you if you've been chosen.
No, that's great. Drop on the clues bonds for Nicki Minaj. I'm about to send her a tweet right now and put student of the game.
Well, it's going to go directly to the school, so it's not going to come to you, the money.
No, you can't get no money.
So you're going to have to go to school then.
I enrolled into Strayer University. So I don't know if y'all knew.
There's a few different campuses for Strayer. I looked it up.
I'm online.
Do I go to Trump University?
No.
All right, and like I said, ASAP Rocky's new album, Testing, is now available. He's actually on the cover of Complex as well. Now, he said this is the first album that he'd done without ASAP Yams by his side. He said it wasn't the same without him, but it's with any legacy that loses a pioneer. You got to keep going. Yams is a spirit. He's an energy. He was always about discovering new talent and trying to put new people on. I think that's what validated him in hip-hop.
You're not going to talk about Nicki's song she just released?
Oh, well, first of all, that's YG's song.
Oh, it's YG's song. Okay.
Right. But yes, let me just finish this and then I'll get to that. But he also says that he worked extensively with Kanye, Tyler, the Creator, Dean Blunt and Hector Delgado to lay the sonic foundation for this new project. And yes, YG put out a new song and Nicki Minaj is on that song as well as Big Sean and 2 Chainz. Here's Nicki's part.
Back again, back to back, made back, stack the M's. Told him I'm a Slim Shady, bag the M. Once he go black, he'll be back again. Tell him that it's crunch time abdomen. Yes, I caught Mad Chanel and Mad Javin. She did it again, imagine them. About to make these bumps mad again. Uh-oh. Back to them. I lead the pack, so my back's to them. Yup, the queen's back, what's happening? Rerun, about to make these rap again.
All right, what'd you guys think?
I don't care for the record. I heard it when Envy played it earlier. I don't necessarily care for the record, but Nicki did wash everybody on it, though.
All right, well, here's the hook with YG and a little 2 Chainz.
Big bang, tight, low bang, bang. Big bang, tight, low bang, bang. The type of money you gon' need to sight. The type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, the type of money make you stay away. The type of money she gon' let you put it in the fight. Big bang, tight, low bang, bang. Big bang, tight, low bang. Fine.
Everything proper, no propaganda. Chopper count a gold yard bandana. Big sack, a lot of like Santa.
Okay.
Do a birthday party in a phantom.
There you
okay,
go.
I might take that back. 2 Chainz might have
it. 2 Chainz.
Come on now. You clearly didn't listen to it for real. See what happens when you just make a judgment.
Did you even hear Big Sean? Did you hear Big Sean?
I heard Big Sean on it. And we played it in the room earlier.
All right, you got to play the whole thing. Keep listening. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Ms. Yee. ZZ.
Hey, shut up, man.
Charlamagne Zigard. ZZ.
Where y'all getting this from, y'all?
ZZ. Oh, earlier, if you missed it, you know, Charlamagne talked about anybody, any man that could talk his drawers off, he
That's
would give a chance
said.
To.
That's right. Not what Charlamagne said.
So a lot of people
said.
Called in, and
That's
Charlamagne has Charlamagne a new nickname. His new nickname is ZZ Top.
What I said is,
you take it to the butt, don't mean you gay.
Oh, my God. I said, if you're a straight man, I don't see what a man could say to you to get you out your boxer briefs. That's what I said.
Poopity scoop.
Great like that.
You would love to get a scoop of my poop, wouldn't
what?
You?
What?
Huh? You would love that, wouldn't you?
You know what?
This guy, man.
Let's get to the room, man. Let's get to the donkey, man. Who you
going
to give your donkey to, man? Who you giving?
See, he was trying to figure that out.
No, I didn't want
to
say who you want to give your donkey to after I said poopity scoop and you talk about like,
Charlamagne,
me having your poop
which
and your
one
scoop?
Of the guys that called this morning you giving your donkey
who
to?
Who you giving that donkey
I'm
to?
I'm going
to
bring Dr. Umar back up here. I'm tired of this. All right. Okay, I'm bringing Dr. Umar back up here because this is getting out of hand.
My goodness.
All right, y'all letting Dr. Umar down. All right. Now, 4 after the hour, we're giving donkey of the day to a young man named Matt Rotundo. Okay, he needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. You may not know who Matt is, but you will at 8:04.
All right, that happens next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you get donkey of the day.
You are a donkey.
It's time for donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was gonna be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Listen, donkey of the day for Friday, May 25th goes to Michael Rotundo. Now, if you don't know who Michael Rotundo is, he's a 30-year-old man who clearly has never heard such motivating records like TLC No Scrubs, where T-Boz Left Eye and Chili told young men they don't want no scrubs. A scrub is a man who can't get no love from them. Okay, hanging out the passenger side of their best friend's ride. I did not want to be that guy in the passenger side. Okay, when Rosanda Thomas said, "Oh, if you live at home with your mama." Oh, yes, boy, I'm talking to you. It sent chills up my spine. I knew at that point I couldn't live at home with my mama no more. Because you can't get chicks that look like Chili, you know, with the natural baby hairs, if you live home with your mom, okay? When Outkast and Goody Mob told me, you need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Because you and I got to do for you and I. When I heard that record, my rusty butt knew I had to get up and get out of my mama's house. And who can forget Jay-Z, Can I Live,
okay? You said rusty butt?
Shut up. Mm-hmm. Okay, stop worrying about my butt this morning. Okay, and who can forget Jay-Z, Can I Live? One line let me know I can't live with my mama no more. And that line was, I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. And living in your mama house past a certain age is living dormant. Okay, see, Michael Rotundo is 30 years old and still lives at home with his parents. In fact, not only does he live at home with his parents had to sue him, okay, to get him evicted from their house. Okay, real quick around the room. Can we play a game of guess what race it is? Okay, real quick around the room.
Mm-hmm.
Envy, 30-year-old man, gets sued by parents to get him evicted from their home. What race is
white.
That individual?
White.
Angela Yee, 30-year-old man, gets sued by parents to get him evicted from their home. What race is that individual?
Caucasian.
Why, people? Why, people? I say why, people? What's wrong with you? Let's go to CBS News for the report.
30-year-old Michael Rotundo has caught the attention of households around the country as a headstrong squatter in his parents' suburban Syracuse home. Parents Mark and Christina Rotundo told a judge they've been trying to evict their unemployed son for 8 years, writing him 5 notices since February, even gifting Michael $1,100 to pay rent. In an interview today, Michael says he wants to move out but believes he's owed a 6-month notice.
I would consider much of what they were doing to try to get me out as a tax. I'll leave. I don't like living here, but I need reasonable time.
But the judge ultimately sided with the parents. Michael blames an ongoing custody battle over his own son for overstaying his welcome at home. He's a college graduate.
I went for engineering, and then when I couldn't do the math, I switched to business.
But he couldn't keep a job.
I have plans to be able to provide myself with the income I need to support myself, but it's not something that's going to come together tomorrow.
Matt Rotundo has never heard the Notorious B.I.G. say, being broke at 30 gives a brother the chills. See, personally, when I heard that line in 1995 when I was a teenager, I knew I couldn't be broke at age 30. I just wanted better for myself. Matt, you don't want better for yourself, okay? You want enablers in your life. You want to be dependent on your parents for the rest of your life. God forbid if your parents pass away, what you gonna do? You don't pay bills. You don't pay rent. Your parents have given you every opportunity to be great, and you haven't succeeded. Okay, your parents gave you $1,100, and you can find a place to stay. Let me tell you something. When I first moved out of my mama's house, I left Monk's Corner, South Carolina, and got an apartment in West Columbia. Okay, you drop on the Clues Bronx for Columbia, South Carolina, to 803. I think my rent might have been $400 at the time. Okay, I think I had to pay a security deposit and first month rent, so maybe it was $800. Okay, that's what I needed. I don't remember, but I do know I didn't have it. And I didn't have parents that could give me $1,100 to help me out. But I knew I had to get out. Okay, see, living with your mama past a certain age is the sunken place. And Michael Rotundo, what's his name? Matt or Michael?
Michael.
Michael Rotundo, you are in the sunken place. Okay, so even though I didn't have the money, I saved up and got that money. And I wasn't even full-time at the radio station. Hot 103.9, by the way, where we now do mornings. Oh, they fired me at one time, too. But we do mornings.
You're back.
Yes. I was doing part-time at the radio station. I wasn't sure I was going to have the rent every month, but I said, F it, because anything was better than hanging out the passenger side of your best friend's ride and living with your mama. So in the words of Martin Luther King Jr., I took that first step even though I didn't see the rest of the staircase, and that is what Michael Rotundo is scared to do. Take the first step to get his big 30-year-old rusty butt out of his mama house. Now, why is Matt Rotundo getting donkey of the day today? Not just for being 30 and living with his parents, but he was on TMZ Live the other day, and he was asked if he thinks his parents are good people. And listen to what he had to say.
Do you think your parents are good people?
I would say no.
Why do you say that?
Well, I just think that when you attack someone who's supposed to be, you know, someone you love, it really reflects poorly on... I don't think good people do that.
Once you do move out, will there be a relationship between you and your parents?
No.
Wow.
How dare you?
Why, people? I see why, people. I can smell the privilege on his breath. Okay, do you know the level of entitlement you have to have to live with your parents for 30 years rent-free, and then when they finally want you to leave because they want to walk around their house naked or because they have taken care of you 12 years past the legal age, you have the nerve to say they're not good people? They raised you as a baby all through your teens and your 20s, and now they're not good people because you're 30 and they want you out your house? Out their house? Well, Michael, I am sorry your parents' disapproval of your behavior and sense of entitlement makes you uncomfortable, okay? Kids, always remember your parents owe you nothing, all right? And a sense of entitlement is a cancerous thought process that is void of gratitude and can be deadly to all relationships. Please give Michael Rotundo the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day.
I'm shocked the parents feel comfortable with him living in the house.
What's crazy is he don't even speak to them in the house. Like, how dare
they? That's what I'm saying. That's the kind of son that, you know, wakes up one day and decides to kill his parents.
Yeah.
All right. You know why?
Why, it's easy. All right.
Thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, comedian, actor Lil Rel will be joining us. We'll kick it with Lil Rel when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Man.
Lil Rel.
What up?
So let's get into it. You have your own show coming to Fox?
Yes, yeah. Fox gave me a show, and it's really funny. I'm really proud of it. And it's really funny. And I wrote it with Gerard and my friends, Josh and Kevin. So it was a crazy process, though. I don't know. Network TV is kind of...
How long does that process take? Because I always hear these stories about how it takes years and years and years for a show to get picked up.
Well, everything happened pretty fast with our show. Like, right. When I pitched it in the room, they were like, all right, we'll give you a pilot. I'm like, damn, I didn't leave the room after I pitched it. And then once it took longer after we turned it in. Like, the taping night was insane. The crowd was into it. Everybody was good. But it was just so much, even from cast, it was just a lot of little stuff. And, you know, it's so funny. At the end of stuff, everybody's like, the cast and everything is great. I'm like, I know, but y'all had to fight y'all for all this stuff. So.
That's how it always is.
What made you hire Jess Hilarious, funny ass?
Because she had the best audition. And it was so crazy because it was some of my homegirls I was rooting for, right? Mm-hmm. That's comedians. And then I watched their audition. I'm like, what choice did you make?
Yeah.
Well, tell them about the show if they don't know.
Yeah, what was the pitch?
What's the show?
What's the pitch?
I mean, Real is loosely based on my life and more or less towards my material. It's just, look, it's just me being divorced. My wife just left and I ended up finding out that she cheated on me with my barber, and that's what makes
with your
it
barber.
Funny. Yeah, that's what makes it funny.
Did she really sleep with your barber, bro?
Hey, man, it's loosely based on my life, guys.
Was the barber coming to the house to cut your hair?
No. So in the show, the barber works at the barbershop.
Oh, okay.
And everybody kind of gets on me. DC Young flies, and he's hysterical in a pilot. But it's just showing a man rebuild his life.
Do you still get a haircut from the barber? Because you know how we all with our barbers.
Man,
like, our barbers shape us up right. You know, you go to another barber, they always mess you up.
That's when you got
to
get a baldy.
But that's what made it funny, too, because we wrote it so many different ways where I did get a couple bad haircuts, and that's what made me go back. So it was fun playing with that dynamic of it. But, nah, I mean, you can get you a good barber.
No, guys have such a crazy relationship with their barbers. It's like they will not break up with their barber.
It's hard to break up with them, too, because sometimes you move. I'm like, bro, I can't move you to
People
L.A.,
be traveling.
Yeah, like, that's not, I'm not that guy. I'm not Kevin Hart.
Oh, I know some dudes that fly their barbers out from the East Coast. Salute to Johnny. Johnny flies out to the West
People
Coast all the time.
People be doing flyouts. Yeah. Their barber is really a relationship. Y'all do flyouts. Yes. You guys move them in, take care of them.
That's so funny. That's kind of weird. People treat their barber like a nanny. And I'm doing that.
So in real life,
yeah.
Did your wife really cheat with your barber? How loose was that part?
Hey, man, I put that in the show because it was funny.
Wow. So did you divorce your barber in real life?
So you keep trying to see what's going on in real life. I told somebody this. I'm never going to tell people what's true. Only people that know is my friends. So, like, it's a lot of stuff that's true and there's some stuff that ain't true. And I'll never know.
We're going to know soon enough.
Yeah, we're going to know when your wife.
One of your friends is going
to
tell.
Your ex-wife makes that complaint and starts trying to file lawsuits and all that stuff.
Nah, it won't. It won't.
Or your line cooking on your hairline.
She's going to be like, I need some money for the storyline.
That's why you make that a pilot, and then you just move on and never tell that story again.
Now, was it hard to get the network to, like, bring in people like DC and Just Hilarious? Because, I mean, they came from social media. They don't really have the acting background yet.
Well, it wasn't even just that. I mean, it was hard, like, because Jordan L. Jones played my little brother. You know, a lot of times network don't want to use two green people, which they call basically somebody new. And then they'll never tell you this, even though it's your show. Like, they look at you like, man, is he going to be able to carry this show? So it's a lot of little factors. But I really fought for them because they were really good.
Right.
And Jess was just really, really, really. I mean, we hired somebody else first. She didn't have the best table read. So, you know, the network and studios told me I had to fire her. I felt
terrible.
Was hired at first, then you had to fire. So Jess got hired and fired.
Not Jess.
No, someone else.
So somebody else, because they wouldn't let us get. I had to pick between Jess and Jordan at first. And I picked Jordan because I'm like, I need my little brother to at least match my little, because my brother character is really based on my little brother.
Gotcha.
But once we got rid of Angel, who was an amazing actress, we got Jess. And it was crazy because it was like a no, but then all of a sudden it was a yes.
Angel who?
Hey, man, look, man.
You already said her name.
I can't give a full name.
You did say her name.
she's a dope actress.
What if they would have said, we really love this whole premise, but we wanted somebody else to play your role?
God dang. Jesus Christ.
That's real, though. I mean, it actually happens more than you think.
Right.
That, like, but it doesn't happen often when, like a story is so specific, which is a great thing about being a comedian. It's so, like, it's like Seinfeld. Seinfeld wasn't, I don't think, the best actor on their show, but it was his show. And you have to fire him because it's basically his story. So I don't think they would have did that, but I mean, I don't have to worry about that. I'm pretty good.
How you get a light-skinned daddy on the show, though? Sinbad plays your daddy.
You know what's funny? A comic from Chicago, one of my homies, tried to be funny with that. He's like, so who your mom gonna be, Jennifer Aniston? And this is what black people piss me off, like, we don't have that in our families. Like, my
That's
dad
true.
Was light.
Right.
You know, my mom was chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, it happens, but I wanted the funniest person we could think of. I didn't think about it as a light skin. Like, if I'd have cast just a dark skinned daddy, like, who funnier than Sinbad?
Did he have to audition, or you just gave it to him?
We wanted to just give it to him, but they had us read him.
Damn, they're not playing.
They made Sinbad audition. Sinbad,
yeah, man, twice.
Oh my god!
It's like, real? Why are you telling him that? Like, yes, that's what happened.
He wasn't upset about that.
No, which I was surprised. We was like mad. Like, man, that's disrespectful. That's crazy. Sinbad, like, I'll do it. I'm like, all right. And he was hysterical. Like, the first chemistry read we had, it was like, all right, it's Sinbad.
Oh, now you love Sinbad. He comes up here all the time.
Yeah, he's a very, you know what I like about him, man? He's a legend, but he, like, has this chill about him, man. Like, he doesn't think he's better than her. He still think he's just on the ground like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. He don't look at himself like that stature of it, which I think I was excited about putting him on the show and reintroducing the world. It was funny. I didn't watch the Breakfast Club interview he did until after we was like, we wanted Sinbad, and him saying that he wanted to get back on television. And he's killing it. It's like crazy hysterical. Yeah.
And you have Uncle Drew. The movie is coming out next month.
Yes, I'm excited about Uncle Drew, man. My son plays little me in it, which is crazy because the second trailer.
Nothing wrong with some nepotism. Keep it in the family.
But he's good. They kept picking these little kids that didn't look like me, and I was like, no. You know what I mean? I literally have a kid that look exactly like me.
Although you don't look like Sinbad.
Come on, y'all.
You don't look like Sinbad. I mean, that is a true statement.
Look, but the only difference is that he got red hair.
No, man. He's 6'5".
He's tall.
The only difference.
6'7".
Come on. Michael Jordan is way taller than his dad.
That's all I'm saying.
Most of these NBA players are like way tall. They families are like midgets.
They the same complexion, though.
They are the same complexion.
I can't believe y'all being just racist.
You couldn't
y'all
get a dog
very, very racist. I went for the funniest dude. The funniest dude alive is Sinbad to me.
Sinbad is funny. Drew. Tell about Uncle Drew. What's Uncle Drew?
Uncle Drew is based off Kyrie's character, Pepsi commercials.
Right.
And the movie's based around my character, really, who, you know, has to find Drew to help him put together a team because I lost my team to my rival, which played by Nick Crow. And all the silliness happens from there. That's the way to explain it.
So Kyrie's playing Uncle Drew?
He's playing Uncle Drew. Kyrie's in it. Chris Webber, Shaq, Reggie Miller, Lisa Leslie, Nate Robinson.
All right, we got more with Little Rel when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Little Rel is in the building.
Now, a couple years ago when you was here, I told women they should trap you.
You, a couple years ago? You've been saying it more often than you should.
Why is he trying to jinx you like that?
Man, I don't need that, man.
Did any women take my advice?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean,
your body language is nervous.
Ain't nobody take your advice.
Congratulations, Rel.
Realize how much money Rel getting, man.
Come on, man.
Rel had to get out, back in check.
I'm just out here working like everybody else, man.
Movies. How many movies you got coming up, Rel?
I got a jogger suit on, guys. Come on, man. One chain. Look how thin this chain is. Because I can take care of my kids.
So, Rel, you got a baby on the way?
I got a 1-year-old. He's dope.
Harlem. Oh, you got a 1-year-old?
Little Harlem, yeah.
Man, shout out to that young lady, man.
Why shout out to her?
That sounds like she got you.
Come on.
A year ago, Rel? You still with her?
I was never with her.
So somebody did take, okay.
No, it wasn't like that. It's just, you know.
Well, congratulations.
It happens.
Yeah, his name Harlem?
It's Harlem.
That's where she from?
No, which is interesting.
Did you have any input in the baby's name?
No, not at all. It was, you know. We cool now.
So hold on. So it was one of those situations you didn't know it was yours or something, and you said it was.
It's a long story, man. And like, it's one of those things where like, so I watch people like spill all this stuff. Like I do everything through the craft. So this next special gonna be lit.
Bro, you got to start wearing condoms, man.
Bro, I'm okay, man. I'm okay. I'm doing okay. I got a 1-year-old, man. Like,
so
that's exciting.
So you started wearing condoms since then?
Look, Charlamagne. Look, brother. Look, I don't know what you do with your. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, man.
I don't know what you you gotta bring. I'm okay. Jesus Christ, man.
Well, shout out to Lil Harlem, man.
Yes.
Now I heard there's a Get Out 2 coming. Is that true?
At first, I was disputing it, and then after just some of the Kanye stuff, it just kept. not in the bad.
Kanye trying to get out too. Little Rel just.
No, I did not say that. But it made you think about how many different ways people need to get out.
Right.
And I think. If you make it have nothing to do with this first one, none of the same characters, just a whole nother get out situation.
Oh, that'd be dope.
But that's what I thought. I don't know what Jordan would do, but I thought about that. Like, yo, there's so many different get out situations.
Do you feel indebted to Jordan in some way?
Yeah, no. I think it's one of the things where all of us kind of helped each other in a way. Because it wasn't a huge budget. So, like, most people would be like, man, I ain't doing this movie for this.
Right.
But
you got back in, though.
Look, man. Everybody doing all right, I guess. You know?
Why you counting this money over there?
Look, you the one rich.
No way, Jose.
Man, you got books and stuff. You with movies. You got TV shows.
Nope.
All right, now, Gerard.
So you don't feel indebted to Jordan. If y'all all helped each other.
Yeah, I think, but I'll do, I mean, honestly, though, whatever he wants me to do as far as movies and stuff, man, I'll do whatever. He's brilliant to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, only thing I didn't do, he had a great TV show idea. And I didn't do it just because I wanted to do my show first.
Now, you're going
to
be at Caroline's all weekend long, right?
I'm at Caroline's this weekend, man. So it's going to be so much fun. I love performing in New York City. And Caroline's is one of my favorite clubs. And as a comedian, that's the club when she started headlining.
You're right about Caroline's because I was at Kev's show. This had to be 12, 13 years ago when he sold out Caroline's like 10 different dates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Kev Hart just...
I remember I was there too, and Little Duval was backstage.
Oh,
and
yes.
Kevin says something.
I remember, let me tell the story.
What did he say? Okay.
So Duval and Kevin was arguing about who's the biggest comedian. And Kev was like, I mean, come on, I'm bigger than you. It's not even close, whatever. And Duval was like, I got more money than you. And Kev was like, no, I don't think you got more money than me. And then Kev goes, look, they're about to call my name. And then everybody in this room is going to scream real loud. I'm not going to be able to hear you no more, so I'm about to be out. As soon as he said that, Kevin Hart!
Woo! Wow.
And he just walked off. And I was like, dang.
Was that a real conversation, or was they jokingly, or was it?
Because Kev is competitive.
Yeah, so, but yeah.
They've always been like that.
They would stand by each other and see who's the tallest.
Right.
But see, you know what I mean?
What's funny, though? But that's so funny, because even you talk about my circle of friends, like, I think that's the difference between that group and our group. We just be chilling. It ain't like...
You don't hurt each other's feelings.
We're mean, but, like, not like... Mean. They be like career mean. Like, you ain't doing nothing. I got my money. I'll do your special.
Because they be saying like, things that are true.
It's just mean. Like, why y'all bring your careers into this? You know what I mean? Why y'all like going at each other like this?
Oh, yeah. Right, you next. Because you about you the one. You the guy that's about to be that guy.
You ain't going
to
see me on the... Get the Hennessy tour of comedy... Kings or something. I'm not doing none of that. Yeah. I'm doing my show.
And about another 6 months, you're going to be the comedian that other comedians going to be doing interviews. And Lil Rel ain't funny for no reason.
I know. And I'm just like, yo, just watch my show.
I respect the fact you let Kev EP your special, though. Because a lot of comedians don't even want to do that. Like, I don't want Kev to do my special.
Well, this is the thing about it. I did that. I felt like I wanted to be introduced by whoever was, you know, on that throne.
Hannibal Buress is another one of your friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one of my closest friends, man.
I have a theory, because we all know Hannibal Buress killed Bill Cosby's career.
He did?
You don't think so?
Nah. But this is, I always laugh at this, because, not laugh, but like, Bill Cosby is a black man. And black dudes, when we come, I didn't know date rape drugs existed until I like watched an episode like a Saved by the Bell or something. Like, we're like, oh, date rape drugs. It was in our community like that. I think when you learn to do stuff like that, you learn it from some powerful white people. And Bill, at some point, probably thought he was just as powerful.
So you saying Bill pissed off the wrong white person?
Person? Nah.
Persons.
People? I mean, yes and no. At the end of the day, you still got to pay for whatever. Like, you could tell this is one of the most confident dudes I've ever seen. Like, when he walking out of court doing all that stuff with the neck and... Bill is okay. I think we're all, like, sad for him, but he's, like, getting ready to go to jail or... Like, he's really, like, getting himself prepared.
He's gonna die first.
I don't believe so.
If he was gonna die,
I think he would have died already.
I said three, 4 years ago he should have clocked up.
We'll see, man.
That's a shame what Hannibal did to Cosby, man.
Hannibal did not do anything to Cosby. All he did was repeat a fact.
Yeah, it's a shame what Cosby did to himself, but it's a shame Hannibal had to bring it back up to this era.
Y'all get Hannibal way too much credit.
Some of those
for
women think Hannibal.
I feel like Hannibal killed Bill Cosby on behalf of the Illuminati. And I feel like
the Illuminati exists.
I feel like the Illuminati was about to bless Hannibal with this very fruitful career. But what I think happened was they had Joe picture and
good.
Hannibal picture on a desk.
God.
And they mixed the pictures up.
And
the Illuminati.
It's like a bad YouTube video.
That's what I think happened.
Now.
I think the Illuminati
that
got
is,
your picture and like passed it through.
You really believe in the Illuminati?
Yes.
They don't exist. I think the NRA is the Illuminati.
With them.
That's who the Illuminati is. They the most powerful people.
Right. Well, this weekend he's going to be at Caroline's.
Well,
you want to see Lil Rel Caroline's this weekend, and we appreciate
it. How many shows you got?
I got 2 shows on Friday, 2 shows on Saturday, and 1 show on Sunday. Yeah.
Okay, 2 shows tonight, 2 shows tomorrow, 2 shows Sunday.
That's right.
It's going to be great.
Get your tickets if it's not sold out. And Lil Rel, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Ooh.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
So it looks like Spotify is moving back on their decision. Remember, they took off music by R. Kelly, XXXTentacion, off of their playlist. Well, now they are saying they will eventually restore songs by XXXTentacion to the playlist. That's because both the music industry and civil rights activists are trying to see what is the best course of action. Even some Spotify executives didn't agree with some of those decisions.
Because it's a slippery slope. Like,
yes.
If you have a hate policy and a hate content policy, you know how much music you're going to have to remove?
And also, some people haven't even been charged with crime. So how do you determine when do you
jump the gun with that
off?
One?
Sadly.
You know, so it's where and how do you draw the line? And that's what the issue is.
Sadly, R. Kelly has never been charged with a crime.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then it makes it difficult because then it's not an across-the-board thing, because there's a lot of people who have been accused of something. Their music is still up.
That's
so
true, too. Yeah.
How do you determine that? All right. Andrea Constan, who was the first woman to accuse Bill Cosby of sexual assault in court, is now going to be sitting down to do her first interview in decades, okay? She is doing her interview with Dateline, and she hasn't been able to discuss that case because of ongoing legal action for the past 13 years. So that interview will air next week. Should be interesting, and I'm definitely watching that. All right, Jaden Smith, he's going to be using his clout now to talk about the environment. He was the co-host at the 2018 Environmental Media Association's Impact Summit. And now he is planning to do a 6-part documentary series, which is all going to be on YouTube. He said it's going to help more, especially very young people, to educate themselves on what's going on. Some people 12 to 18 years old might not necessarily be aware of what's happening. So it's going to focus on problems and also solutions. All right, Hulu is also doing an R. Kelly documentary. We told you about the one that Lifetime is doing. Well, Hulu is teaming up with BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed is the one that broke all the news about R. Kelly, where they sat down with the women in the alleged sex cult and did some exclusive interviews. Well, now they are doing a documentary on Hulu that's going to feature interviews with key figures involved in his past, including several survivors and the singer's associates as well. A lot of R. Kelly documentaries happening.
I don't know why. If they're not going to lock him up, is that why they're doing all these
maybe
documentaries?
That's why they're doing it.
They're trying to help the case.
Trying to expose exactly what's going on.
How much more can you expose R. Kelly? We saw the sex tape. like we know he married Aaliyah when she was 50. Like, how much more does he need to be exposed?
Yeah, I don't know. Last but not least, Amber Rose. She is clapping back at everybody about all the allegations against her and all the rumors about her online. I guess she's getting a little bothered by them. She posted, "I'm just going to address every rumor about me, not like I really give a F, to explain, but it gets really annoying." She said, "I've never said the girls in Philly are ugly. I would never call anyone ugly. When I said they weren't traditionally attractive, I meant by society's BS standards of European beauty." She also said she went to an all-black school and grew up in an all-black neighborhood. "I did not have the same struggles as the brown-skinned girls, so I refuse to act like I did or do. Maybe if I went to an all-white school, then she would have been the black girl, but she didn't." She also said that she is still great friends with her son's father, with Wiz, and they do not have a romantic relationship. They're not trying to. And she said she's never cheated on any of her exes, never. And that's because there's allegations that she cheated on 21 Savage with one of his friends, and that's why they broke up. And 21 Savage did back her up and say that didn't happen. Oh, all right.
Well, God bless Amber Rose.
Absolutely. There you go, if you were interested. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. Let me know what you want to hear. All right, let's start the mix off. Swiss just sent me this. Let's start off the Memorial Day mix with Swiss Beats' new joint. It's called It's Okay, and it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.